the next actions lists. So where do all your action reminders go? On next actions lists, which, along with the calendar, are at the heart of daily action management organization. Any longer than 2-minute, non-delegatable action you have identified needs to be tracked somewhere. Call Jim Smith, Ray budget meeting. Phone Rachel and Laura's moms about sleepaway camp. And draft ideas, Ray, the annual sales conference, are all the kinds of action reminders that need to be kept in appropriate lists, or buckets, to be assessed as options for what we'll do at any point in time. If you have only 20 or 30 of these, it may be fine to keep them all on one list labeled Next Actions, which you'll review whenever you have any free time. For most of us, however, the number is more likely to be 50 to 150. In that case, it makes sense to subdivide your Next Actions list into categories, such as calls to make when you're at a phone, or project head questions to be asked at your weekly briefing. Non-actionable items. You need well-organized, discrete systems to handle the items that require no action as well as the ones that do. No-action systems fall into three categories: trash, incubation, and reference. Trash. Trash should be self-evident. Throw away anything that has no potential future action or reference value. If you leave this stuff mixed in with other categories, it will seriously undermine the system. Incubation. There are two other groups of things besides trash that require no immediate action, but this stuff you will want to keep. Here again, it's critical that you separate non-actionable from actionable items. Otherwise, you'll tend to go numb to your piles, stacks, and lists and not know where to start or what needs to be done. Say you pick up something from a memo or read an email that gives you an idea for a project you might want to do someday, but not now. You'll want to be reminded of it again later so you can reassess the option of doing something about it in the future. For example, a brochure arrives in the mail for the upcoming season of your local symphony. On a quick browse, you see that the program that really interests you is still 4 months away, too distant for you to move on it yet. You're not sure what your travel schedule will be that far out. But if you are in town, you'd like to go. What should you do about that? There are two kinds of incubate systems that could work for this kind of thing: someday maybe lists and a tickler file. Someday maybe. It can be useful and inspiring to maintain an ongoing list of things you might want to do at some point, but not now. This is the parking lot for projects that would be impossible to move on at present, but you don't want to forget about entirely. You'd like to be reminded of the possibility at regular intervals. An example of a someday maybe list can be found in the PDF file included with this program. You'll probably have some subcategories in your master someday maybe list, such as CDs I might want, videos to rent, books to read, wine to taste, weekend trips to take, things to do with the kids, seminars to take. You must review this list periodically if you're going to get the most value from it. I suggest you include a scan of the contents in your weekly review. Tickler file. The most elegant version of holding for review is the tickler file, sometimes also referred to as a suspended or follow-on file. This is a system that allows you to almost literally mail something to yourself for receipt on some designated day in the future. Your calendar can serve the same function. You might remind yourself on your calendar for March 15th, for example, that your taxes are due in a month, or for September 12th that Swan Lake will be presented by the Bolshoi at the Civic Auditorium in 6 weeks.